This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this half-fussed approach to the Friday night shindig. Marv is not here. I repeat, Marv is not here. Therefore, the shindig is just purely a podcast this week. But it's a good podcast because we're going to be hearing from Tom Greaves very shortly with his pre-match thoughts going into that away trip to Nuneaton Town this weekend. But joining me for the next however long we talk for... Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm inviting you to talk for ages. It's Swampair. Hello, Swampair.
Yeah, good evening, Ben, and good evening, listener.
We'll get to the football in a second, but how are you?
Ben, by the way, I just thought, actually, we had a tweet text coming in last week, didn't we, from a supporter asking whether or not there's a possibility of doing, phone-ins.
Yes, that's true.
I've had a thought. At one stage, I thought it was going to be a tremendous idea. I've decided it's possibly the worst idea ever.
Right, you've come to my way of thinking. I like that.
Yes, I've come to your way of thinking, yes. Because it's just going to cause nothing but pandemonium. It could be a good late-night adult-only slot, but I don't think so. Not for the time being, but thanks for that tweet and that message for that caller last week.
We could be at, like, Arsenal Fans TV, but I don't like the idea of it.
I know what you're saying, and you're not one for controversy, are you?
Down the middle, liberal values, that kind of thing. I like that.
Yeah, that's right. And going back to what you said, I'm feeling okay, Ben. Not too bad, but equally, when you've been under the knife, mm-hmm. It's you never know what to expect once you've come out.
Having you on this show every week is like it's like an episode of All Creatures Great and Small. There's an operation or something wrong with you every week, and we have to clear it up so that you get another episode under your belt. What is it this week?
Ben, I'm not a vet. I'm not some country creature.
I was likening you to cattle, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, you were. You're not James Herriot or Paddy from Emmerdale. Basically, I am the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the cattle, I need some fodder. You can be my fodder.
But are you all right? You're gonna soldier on.
Yeah. Listen, I've had some teeth out, and it was first time in the dentist in 28 years. Always interesting, and he was very nice. I was in and out, but it's the aftermath, unfortunately, which is shall we say a tad painful. I feel like I've got a rather large gaping hole. The back of my mouth on the right hand side, not actually into my mouth, but I'll be there. I'll be fine. I can talk just about once you've got and I come off this call. I'll be not speaking for the rest of the evening because no talking for Swampy. It works quite well. This
well, let's give your mouth a rest for the next 5 minutes or so. On Friday evening, about 7 o'clock ish, I caught up with Tommy Greaves to hear his views going into this match this weekend. So welcome back to the show, Tom. Another trip away from home tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. What have preparations been like this week since that excellent Curzon win?
We seem to be having a few of the long away trips at the minute, but I suppose that's all part and parcel of it. We actually gave the lads the night off on Tuesday. I thought they'd been well deserved. They've worked hard. A lot of them have played a lot of minutes, so we gave them the night off on Tuesday, and then we was back in training on Thursday night. We had a good session together, and we're raring to go tomorrow. We do have a few injury doubts and obviously the suspensions as well, so the squad's a little bit tight, but we think we've got enough to go there and get the 3 points.
Now, you mentioned that in your post-match interview on Saturday, just the fact that I think we forget about this. It is a very small squad that you're playing with at the moment. And yourself, you rested yourself on Saturday, recognising that you were a bit tired. How much of a challenge is it to juggle everything around?
We've just got to make sure we're managing each person. I'm sure the young lads will tell you that they don't want a rest. Nobody wants a rest. Everybody wants to play every game, but we're looking at the bigger picture, and we've got to look after everybody. Obviously, I don't want to miss games either. I'm still a player as well. I want to be out there fighting for the points and scoring goals. But we've got to manage each person, and we've got to get the best out of everybody. So that's where the little rest have come from, especially for like myself, Connor and Linney over the last three games. We know that we're, well, I say Connor's not. He's only a young lad at 22. Myself and Linney pushing late. I say late 30s. I'm struggling here again tonight.
You're mid 30s.
Mid 30s, that's the one.
2 years younger than me, for God's sake. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, Lily's had a couple of niggles. So that was the reason why we rotated us three. But yeah, we have got a small squad, but that's kind of how I want it as well, so that everybody's there or thereabouts, the first team, and they know that they're not too far away if they are on the bench.
Now, what we're looking like then, what can be divulged with regards to suspensions and maybe people who aren't going to make late fitness tests tomorrow?
Yeah, so we've got obviously Kieran, Stevie and Zach all suspended. We've got Joe Logan who's still out. We think he needs an operation now. And then we've got Scott Kerr who's in a little bit of a doubt. He's struggling with an infection in his toe, which is causing him a lot of grief. And I mean, Scott will tell you he'll want to play the games, but again, we've got to look after everybody. We don't want anything to be a bit any more long-term than it has to be.
Do you want me to bring my boots tomorrow? I was quite good at right-back. Do you want
if you could do that. That'd be great for us, yeah.
Not got the lungs I used to have, just to say. But anyway. you've got... so it is going to be... it is to the bare bones tomorrow. Are we expecting any of the fringe players who've perhaps been... People like Gilchrist, for example, or Tatum to be featuring in your thoughts going into tomorrow's game?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Sam and Gilly will both be in the squad. We've actually brought in a lad called Danny Rackey as well. A few fans might know who he is. He's been around quite a while. He's a good experienced player. He's been at Huddersfield as a kid and Bury. He went up to Scotland for a couple of years. Then he came back and was at Halifax, and then he's had a spell with Torquay as well. Again, he's had a couple of bad injuries, so he originally started training with us just basically to get fit, but he's impressed, and obviously with the suspensions and injuries this week, he might have a chance as well. So he's going to come into the squad. The likes of Tyrell and Jones, they probably get a chance to start tomorrow. And then obviously myself, Linnea, Connor have all had a rest, so we feel ready to go. So yeah, there could be a few changes in the starting 11.
Where does Danny Rackey play? What position?
He's like a holding midfielder, so pretty much like a Scott Kerr, so he's coming at the right time.
Well, that's good news. That is good news.
Yeah.
Well, we're playing Nuneaton tomorrow, and obviously that brings back memories of your first game as caretaker manager.
Yep.
Not too long ago, first win on the board, straight off the bat.
Yeah, that was great.
What's your thoughts with regards to just the symbolism? It's the return match.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, obviously there's great memories of the first one. But we know, again, it's going to be a different type of test for us. Tomorrow they're in a relegation battle as well, and nobody wants to be in them relegation battles, so they'll all be absolutely fighting for their lives. Nobody wants a relegation on their CV, so it's going to be as big a test as the Salfords and the Harrogates, really, so we're quite prepared for another battle.
Well, I won't keep you much longer then, Tommy. Thanks for coming on the show once again, and we'll see you tomorrow. So Tommy Greaves there, player manager FC United of Swampy. I can say we've got an exclusive on our hands. How do we deal with the news of a new signing? Because nobody knows about this yet. Nobody.
Rackey.
How should we do? Shall we not tell anyone and just keep it between ourselves and the listener?
You should have done that, Ben. You should have gone.
Rackey.
And that would have people would have a clue what you're talking about until we introduced the new player. Danny Rackey, actually, not Ricky, but he could use Rackey. Well, listen, we've heard what Tom's had to say there, and you know, there's three influential players with suspensions. There's a serious injury to or potentially serious injury to Kay. We know last week he had a niggle in his toe, and therefore that's continued this week. So. We've got a very threadbare, as Tom says, squad. So he's had to go out and look, and he's brought some experience in. You know, there's a lad who's 30 years of age now. Played three for four league clubs. Played in the Premier League in Scotland, and has come back and joined his. Well, he was a ball boy, believe it or not. So at the Shea, he's born and bred a West Yorkshireman, born in Elland, and he went on to play in 2015, I think it was, for Halifax, and then Torquay and Tamworth, and even played for Hyde. He played three games for Hyde. I've not found out what the Burkmeister thought of him yet from 26-0, but he's only there for 3 weeks. I know he's gone three games. I know he's had serious injury, a couple of serious injuries recently in his last ground, last club he was at was Torquay. I think the injuries have caught up with him, unfortunately. But he's been fighting fit. He's been training with the club, as Tom's just said. And I think if Kay's not fit tomorrow, he's certainly been training well. So he's up to match fitness, let's hope. And he could be a good replacement. But it's good to see that a bit of experience is being brought in. I think, did Tom say he was initially just being brought in to just get some fitness, thinking about joining the club?
He's just come in at the right time and they've gone, well, we're a bit short. You're quite good, aren't you? I was surprised, actually, because on your Wikipedia entry of reading all about him, you missed off a club, Valor, who were an Icelandic club.
Statoil Paul tomorrow, hopefully we'll be able to find this information because I can't find the team sheet. But when FC United played Bury in that pre-season friendly, which was named after a cup competitor, the something cup we played for, we got beat, I think, 2-1, he would have been at Bury at the time. So it would have been interesting if he'd actually played against us.
Well, there's no point asking Statoil Paul because he doesn't even know the signing's been made. He's got no idea.
But by this time...
This time tomorrow morning,
is that possible this time tomorrow morning?
Yeah. This is going out about 8:30 this evening and it'll be listened by at least 50 people and they'll spread the word. If you're one of those 50 people, don't break the news. Tell everyone big news on the Shindig tonight. Listen to it here. Don't ruin it.
Well, the other big news, unfortunately, Ben, is Steve Irwin, yes. Kieran Glynn are out with suspensions and Zach Corbett. So, you know, I think as Tom alludes to, I think there's going to be a few of the, not saying necessarily fringe players, but the younger players that have come into the squad that may well get a start tomorrow. And, you know, against a team that are on a downward spiral, you know, only to the 19th spot. Although they have had they've won the last two and drawn the last one, so they're on a slightly better trajectory as they were before that. But it's going to be a tough old encounter. We had a good game there last season, and we also had a good game, Tom's opening game as manager this season. But tomorrow I feel it's going to be a tough encounter, and I think you've got three key players there, Kieran Glynn, Steve Irwin, possibly Kay, and Zach Corbett. You know, no Logan, long-term injury now, Logan, we know. So there's an opportunity for the likes of Jones, the likes of Tatum, the likes of Gilchrist, you know, really be able to help the team and galvanise the team tomorrow, because it's really important, even though, you know, we're 6 points in front of them, tomorrow, if we don't get a result in some way, we're dragged back into the mire again.
Well, I think that's probably the end of the show, Swampy, unless you've got anything else to add.
All right, we're next. Sorry, is that it?
Well, no, I don't want to keep you talking, because you've got a hole in your mouth. Three of them, to be precise.
It's okay.
Are you sure?
It's okay. You've got no Marv.
Carry on
You've got no Marv there to back you up or help you, you know, so don't worry about it. I'm here all alone. Estelle's down in that lovely bar in Manchester called Flock.
Flock? What's Flock?
Yeah. I think it's on St. Stephenson Square. I think I might be right saying it is a sherry bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Sherry and wine, I think Flock is.
When did the Northern Quarter jump the shark? When did it happen? Sherry bar.
I know it's Ancoats. And secondly, did you say jumping the shark?
I did, yes.
That's really weird because Estelle uses that saying, and from Ryan saying that came from the Fonz, didn't it?
It did, yes. It's to describe a program or something that has become a parody of itself very quickly and a bit of a joke.
Well, Flock, in fairness, is a fantastic bar, and on Monday there's a new vegan cake and ice cream parlor opening on Oldham Street. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with good food, good eateries, good bars, and so on and so forth, as long as prices stay reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And people can enjoy themselves without, you know, causing any mither.
Thank you, Swampy, for coming on the Friday Night Shindy to clear up a couple of areas with regards to team selection and with regards to our cultural issues in Manchester City Centre. A big thank you for that. And wrap up warm. Stay safe, Swamper. We're all thinking
Ben,
about
Ben,
you.
Ben, I'm under a duvet, lying in bed. I could be more safe or warmer. Although I have to go back onto Facebook and continue a debate.
No, you're offline now. You're offline now.
I'm offline now.
You're offline now. It's fine. Leave it, Swamper. And on that note, thanks for joining us on this shortened Friday Night Shindig. And we'll see you tomorrow at Nuneaton.
All right, mate. All the best.